Yeah, we're holding daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Again, in halfway down, a little at the top. So we're asking again, oh my chazis, how do we know? Tahai kol l'rubu yanoshim, the post says, kikol oichol machmetas, v'nichrasom, there's a ribui, that somebody else also gets chorus, and we just got finished saying, that means even an isha. If an isha eats chomets on Pesach, she's chayib chorus, umavkis teruvai, but we say an erev chomets, if you have a terubas chomets, it's only belav, that is no chorus. How do you know that, correct the Gemara? Eimel, let's say just the opposite. The Rebuya Eruvei, maybe the Postik, Yichol Eichol Machmetz V'Nichrasso, is telling me, even when you have Tarubis Chometz, the Chometz mixed in with something else, not only is there a lot, but maybe there's even a chorus. And Enech Nami, Noshim, maybe Apotir, they're not Chayef chorus if they eat Chometz and Pesach. So the Gemara has said, this is the Svar, Mistavra. Koyi bi Oichlin, Marba Oichlin. If we're talking about people that are eating, we're marred by different people that eat, and there's an isha, somebody that eats. As the Pasuk, is saying, whoever eats it. So we're talking about somebody that eats. So if we're talking about the people that eat, that's not a svar, it's not a svar, to marr b'necholim, things, Anoshua, you want to tell me, not only regular chomets get chorus, but even chomets that eat tarubis. That means different type of chomets. That's not mistavra. More mustavra say, since we're talking about oichlim, the pasuk is being marba oichlim, different people. In other words, it's being marba, even nisha gets cursed. Says now, maskiv lo Rav Nosson. So Rav Nosson asked the kasha avua de Rav Huna. Brother Rav Nosson, is it true? V'chol heicho de koi boichlim. Whenever the Torah is talking about people that are eating, you're supposed to, you're not supposed to eat it. Is loy marba necholim, you can't come to tell me the pasuk includes things that you eat, lash moshel here. You want to say it doesn't include tarubes chametz, because the pasuk is talking about people that are eating chametz, not the chametz itself. For Tanya, we learned like this. The pasuk says, ki chol oichel chaylev min avahema asher yakrif. Whoever eats chaylev, that's the treif of fats of an animal, you're not allowed to eat. There's a chi of chorus if you eat it. So the pasuk says, you're not allowed to eat it asher yakrif. Mashma from a korban, or the hema that you bring for korban, that's chaylev you're not allowed to eat. Is ainli yela chaylev Tamimim. Maybe only the fats of an animal that's a tam, a pure animal, that you could bring for a korban. Sheruyi likoruf. That behema, it's treif of fats. Certain fats are treif, you can't eat. What about chelov bali mumin? What about you have an animal that has a mum on it? It has a, that you can't bring it for korban anyway. It has a mum on it, there's something missing, or it has a slip, or its lips are cracked. Is minayin. How do you know the chelov, the fat of this animal? Tamulema, the Pasuk says, mina behema, from the animal, any type of animal. Chelev chulin minayin, how do you know an animal that's mamish chulin, you didn't bring for korban at all, a regular, an animal that we eat. Tamulema, the Pasuk says, kichol chelev, any type of chelev, there's a chi of chorus if you eat it. Now, v'yohocho dekoi b'yoichlin, here the Pasuk is talking about that a people, us, we're not allowed to eat this chelev. That's treif of fat, you're not allowed to eat. And the Pasuk says, kichol oichol chelev, whoever eats chaylev has a chi of chorus. So the pasuk is talking about the people that are eating it, the kormar b'necholim, and we're still saying a chiddush here that not only the fats of the animal that's a korban, even the fats of an animal that's chulin, also you can eat that chaylev. So you see, even though the pasuk is talking about the people, still we are marba the food itself. So Gemara answers pashut, hosom deleka oichlin mar b'necholim. Over there we're talking about eating fats. Now there's no chiddush who is not allowed to eat it. Pshita, it's a lav, that a man and an isha both are not allowed to eat it. So there's no ribuy who's not allowed to eat it. The ribuy therefore has to be in the necholim, in the different type of fats. Mashenkin hocho, the iko oichlin, here it's possible to be marb an isha, to say even an isha is not allowed to eat chometz, is leshovet luli oichlin or marb necholim. Here it's a svara, we're not marb necholim, but rather we're marb oichlin. Since it's possible to say another type of a person, like an isha, that she's not allowed to eat chometz, and she gets chorus, so we'd rather add an isha than add different type of foods. So that's the svara. So clearly that from the pasuk yichol oichol machmetz v'nichrasom, that it says by machmetz you get chorus, that's talking about an isha. Even if an isha eats chometz on Pesach, she's chayav chiyuv chorus. Or if you have a piece of bread that you put in a tarubis into a soup, and it got dissolved in the soup and eat it now, there's only a lav, not more. Now, the Gemara says, this is also according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara of Rabbonon, the last lu eruv, koil loidarshi. The Rabbonon say no, if you have your piece of bread that got dissolved in the soup, there's no isser midiraisa to eat it.
It's like bottle, and there's no way to eat it. So what does he do with the pasuk? Ki kol oicha machmetzis, and tomorrow kol ledarsh. He doesn't make a drasha from kol. Kol oicha machmetzis is like the normal way of talking. For the Mori, if that's true, that they don't make a drasha from kol, so elonoshi minolhu. How do the rabbonim know that an isha is not allowed to eat chometz on Pesach? And we had this svara before. Since the pasuk says, don't eat chometz but eat matzah, so the svara that whoever's mechuyev matzah has the isha to eat chometz. And in svara, an isha should be potter from eating matzah, because the mitzvah says is man drama. So according to the rabbonim, if we have no new pasuk, how do we know an isha is a chiyev koros if she eats chometz? And for the Gemara, kol lo darshi, true, the rabbonim don't dash in the word kol, of a ki kol darshi. By the chorus it says ki chol oicho machmetzes v'nichraso. It says a lashon ki kol. When it says such a lashon ki kol, then the rabbanon do darshan. So by machmetzes it says ki kol, and when marva not only a man but even if an isha, if she eats chametz on Pesach, she gets chorus. For Reb Lezer, what does Reb Lezer do with the word ki kol? For Reb Lezer, ema kol rabbis es anoshim. True, you're saying kol machmetzes lestechelu. Tells me even an isha is not allowed to eat chametz of a kichol rabbi says a ruvay, but the pasuk says extra kichol. So maybe in kichol you can hear two chidushim, that an isha is not allowed to eat chametz, and who would then, if you have your bread that got mixed up into the soup and dissolved there, there's also an isha to eat it, and not only allowed but maybe chorus. The marvachit tema maybe kichol Reb Elazar ledarish, maybe no. Reb Elazar doesn't know kichol is an extra drasha. There's only one drasha kol. Kichol and kol means the same thing. So therefore we only have one drasha. Kichol lechem machmetzis means that an isha, if she eats chametz on Pesach, she has a chiyuv koros. But tarubis, we don't have an extra pasuk for her. For the Marno, I'll prove not like that. V'latanya, we learned in a braisa. The pasuk says, Saor bal taktiru. We know when you're on the mizbeach, when you bring menochis, you're not allowed to bring saor. That's sourdough. The pasuk says, Kichol saor v'chol devash le taktiru. You're not allowed to be mocked, you're not allowed to put on the mizbeach honey, or else sourdough. So pasuk says or bal taktiru. You're not allowed to put it on the mizbeach. Now ein li ela kulay. You only know you're not allowed to put a whole kizayis of sor on the mizbeach. That's called the haktarim. The least amount for haktarim is called the kizayis. So I only know you over the aver if you use the kizayis. Miktsosin inayin. How do I know if you put a chatzi zayis? Hey, it's the size of a sourdough. The size of a chatzi zayis. How do you know even that you chayiv? How do we know? Yeah. So mitzosim inayin, Talmud Lema, the pasuk says kol, says kol sor lebal taktiru, anything kol. So not only a whole kizayis, even a chatzi zayis, there's an aveira if you put it on the mizbeach. Eruvay minayin, how do I know if you take like this little bit of the sor of sourdough and mix it into something else and put it on the mizbeach? Also, there's an aveira. Talmud Lema kichol, because the pasuk says the kichol sor v'chol devash le taktiru. So you see, we're dashing now two drushes from kichol, two things. Koil tells me even a mixas, and kichol tells me even erif. Is man shamad led the darish koil? Who's the man the yom all over the dashing of the word koil? Is Rabbi Eliezer, the kadarish kichol. And here we see that man the yom makes two drushes out of this word. It says kichol, and we're saying two drushes. Koil tells me even a little bit sor. You're not allowed to put on the mizbeach. And kichol comes to tell me, even if it's mixed into something else, also you're not allowed to. So the Gemara kasha, it's like a good kasha. The Zuchuri Yisri, Reb Elazar dashins kichol for two drushes. So also by chometz also, by the pasuk of machmetzes, by chorus it says, kichol oichol machmetzes v'nichrasa. So why don't we have two drushes there? One is true, even an isha, she's not allowed to eat chometz on Pesach, she'll get a chiyuv koros. And the second drusha should be that even a tarub is chometz. If you have your regular bread that got mixed up into the soup and got dissolved there, and really it should have been bottled, maybe no, the Torah is telling you new chiddush from oichol kol oichol machmetzes that is alav, and from kichol she say there's a chiyuv koros. Tomorrow blies by kasha, because the Gemara doesn't have a teretz for this. Usually the klal of a kasha just means like we don't have a teretz right now, but it's not a tiyufta. Tiyufta usually means we slugged you up, you're wrong. Kasha just means it's a little bit shver now, but there could be a teretz to it. Just the Gemara doesn't go into a teretz right now. More vaitim. Amar Rabbi Avuha, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Avuha is saying over the name of Rabbi Yochanan that kol isurin shebat Torah, any time the Torah says you're not allowed to eat something, the Moshe we're not allowed to eat chelev, we're not allowed to eat blood, not allowed to eat basa v'cholov, is ein hetem etzarif liyisa. You can't put an amount. We know you're not allowed to eat a kezayis. If you eat a kezayis, an olive, the size of an olive, worth of treifas, then you get malchus. What about if you eat a chatzizayis? A chatzizayis, you don't get malchus. There could be, it's also a chatzishir, but there's no malchus. To get malchus, you have to eat a kezayis. What about if you eat a chatzizayis worth of a nevela, and a chatzizayis worth of shchuta, of a good kosher piece of meat? That's called hetem mitzarif liyisur. You have a little piece of the yisur, but that piece is too small to get malchus. So you have another piece next to it of heter. So all of we say still you won't get malchus. The klal is ein hetem mitzarif liyisur. You can't use a heter to add on to the shear to be over the yisur. Chutz, we have a pasuk here. Chutz except mi yisurei nazir. Only a nazir is different. Shirei omra Torah mishras. The Torah by Nazir says you're not allowed to drink wine, you're not allowed to eat the grapes, and it says Lashon Mishras, anything that's soaking in wine. So the Kiddush is here that we don't learn out from Nazir. Right, Samazai wouldn't say it. But I have a Pasuk Mishras, Nazir, there, if he has a little bit, a Chatzi Revias of wine, and he eats some bread with it, he'll get Malchus for that. So since it says it by Nazir, I would think learn out all over, that's a Kiddush no. It's only by Nazir and no place else. And we'll see later when the Gemara explains why don't you learn out from here. Let's see Rashi. Ein hetem mitzarif liyisur. Rashi, ocha chatzizayis, chelev. If somebody eats the size of a half of an olive worth of chelev, the chatzizayis basar, and then eat another half the size of regular kosher meat, the vasachas, is ein hetem mashle mashir yisur. L'chayva, you won't get malchus for that. Because you only ate a chatzizayis of yisur, the chatzizayis, you don't get malchus. Chutz misuri nozer, except by nozer. Sherei ocha chatzizayis anovim. If a nozer eats a half of a grape, the size of an half of an olive worth of grapes, the chatzizayis lechem, and half the size of an olive worth of bread, the vastachas at one time, is a locha chayiv. That's the chiddush by nozer. Even though he's only eating a half a zayis of the grape, that's all that's osur. But he's also eating another piece of bread with it. Here we say hetem mitzarif liyisur. How do we know this chiddush? Shrayom return the Torah says a loshin mishras anovim lo yishta. Anything that's soaked in grapes, don't drink. And what does that mean? That means chayiv al shriyas pita b'yayin. It's telling us the chiddush, if you soak your bread in wine, you're a nazir zoser. Now, what's the chiddush here? V'yikim miyayin l'chudei kezayis. If your mamash have a kezayis of wine in the bread, and you're eating it, what's the chiddush? Lom likro. Pshita yichayiv, you have a kezayis of wine. Because, yeah. So therefore, the chiddush is that no, you only have a chatzizayis of wine in this bread. And what's mashum the shear of the kezayis is the rest of the bread. So that's a chiddush that pasuk says mishras that a nazir is chayiv. But all of the yisurim, it's not that way. You only chayiv malchus, you need a shear of the kezayis of the yisur alone. That's what Rabbi Avuah said. So tomorrow ziri yoma, ziri says noch a chiddush, afs or bal taktiru. Ziri says even this issur we had before, that you have this sourdough, the Torah says you're not allowed to put it on the mizbeach, there also we say hetem tzarif liyisur. Even if you only have a chatzizayis of the sourdough and another chatzizayis of a regular dough, and you put it on the mizbeach, you're over the aver. Those are gziri. Afs or about taktiru. So the Gemara command, Rebbe Elezer, the Dorish Kol. He goes like Rebbe Elezer. Dash knows the word kol, like we just had from kichos or about taktiru. We're dashing a miksas and who adina tarubis. Tarubis means hetem tzarif liyisur. So you see, ziri holds like Rebbe Elezer. That you say hetem tzarif liyisur by this isur of bal taktiru by sor. So we have two isurim. By nozir we have a posik mishras, and by this isur not to put this or the sabeach also it says kisur. Frederick Murray holds like Rebbe Elezer linin chometz bepesach nami. Rebbe Elezer, we just got finished dashing the word kol that for tarudas chometz there's also allowed. So by the parash of chometz also we should say hetem tzarif liyisur. So why doesn't ziri also say chometz bepesach? Like Rashi says. Afilu chometz nami, do amrinon al eruve balav. We just got finished saying before that Rebbe Elezer dashes the word kol oicho machmetzes to say that a tarubis of chometz, if you have a little bit chometz mixed into something else, there's a lot of eat it. Vahainu nami hetem tzarif liyisur. That's hetem tzarif liyisur. It doesn't say like you have a little bit, like a kezayis of your bread fell into the soup and it got dissolved there. So we say now, if you eat one kezayis now worth of this soup, you get malchus. Now, by eating one kezayis of the soup, you shouldn't get malchus. How much isur are you eating? A little bit of the isur. The kezayis is made up from the bread and from the soup. Still, we said, according to Rebbe Elezer, you get malchus. So, you see, by chometz also we say this cloud of hetem tzarif liyisur. So if Ziri goes according to Rebbe Lezer, that dashen the word kol, by chometz it should also be that way. Chometz also we should dashen the word kol to say that hetem mitzrayim liyisim. Tomorrow says it's not true. According to Ziri, it's true. Chometz also is included in this klal that even a little bit chometz for a shia to be chayiv malchus. Tomorrow ain't hachanami. It's not true. The reason why Ziri just says sor, he wants to tell us a chiddush, not like Abaye says. The Yomer Abaye says like this. The answer is, if you take less than a kezayis worth of sor by itself and put it on the mizbeach, pshita you'll be chayy for that. You don't need hetem mitzrayim liyisim, because Abaye shita is for haktorah, something you burn on the mizbeach. Even pochus mikezayis is called haktorah. So Torah says you're not allowed to burn sor. So now what's called haktorah? According to Abaye, even a mashir was called haktorah. So pshita, if you put a little bit sor on the mizbeach, you'll be chayiv. So Ziri wants to say, no, we don't hold like Abaye. If you're going to take a little bit sor by itself and put it on the mizbeach, you'll be potter. You won't be chayiv. Now when are you chayiv? Only if you have a kezayis. But even though the kezayis is made up from two things, from a little bit sor, sourdough, and a little bit regular dough, still you're chayiv. Why? Because you say, hetem mitzrayim liyisim. So that's what Ziri wants to tell us. That by sor, you also have to come on to hetem mitzrayim liyisim. Not like Abaye learns all over that haktorah, burning something on the mizbeach, even the smallest amount is called a burning. And therefore, the Torah says, don't burn sor. Sorry, you can't burn even a little amount. No, we hold a haktorah has to be at least a kezayis. So therefore, there's a chiddush of Zakziri that by sor, the Torah says, kichol, that even a taruvis, even a hetem mitzrayim liyisim, also yechayiv. The Mar Yosef Rav Dimi was sitting, and he said over that the Rabbi Avua said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan. He said it over. Omalei Abaye said back to him. So Omalei Abaye to Rav Dimi, the holy furin shebatoyra ain hetem mitzrayim liyisim. Like are you Rav Avua? Are you right? You said that all over. You don't say this for hetem mitzrayim liyisim. Only by nazir. Is that true? I'll bring you Rai of Yisurim. Also, we say the klal is heter mitzrayim liyisim. You can include some heter to the yisur to give it a shear. What's the Rai of Yotzanan? We learned by truma like this. Hamakfer. If you have like a sick soup. Hamakfer Rashi says that's tavshul kofui, a sick type of a tavshul. The yav is very sick, shel truma. The grain daisa. You have like farina. You have a sick cereal, that the cereal came from truma, wheat that was truma. Now v'hashum v'hashomen v'hashumen hanumsunim boy letavlin heavy shachulim. Now inside this type of a cereal, you put inside it garlic and you put inside the oil to give it a flavoring. Now this flavoring is chulin, it's not truma. That was the meisim. So hamakfe shel truma. The soup itself with the cereal itself was made out of truma. The hashum, the garlic, the hashemen, and the oil, shel chulin. V'nogat fuyam b'miktosan. Now, tfuyam, somebody was telling me, went to the mikveh that day, and he touched it. The locher is, when he touches truma, he makes it psul, he makes it a shlishi. If a tfuyam touched a part of this cereal, it's posel as kula. The whole thing becomes the tummy. Why? Because even the chulnika part, it's only a small amount, it's vata to the truma. So we look as if the whole thing here is truma, and the locher is, if a tfuyam touches truma, he makes it a shlishi. What about the opposite way? Hamakfer shechulun. If the cereal was made out of chulun, it was regular wheat. You already took off truma semaisus. It's regular wheat. V'hashum v'hashemen shel truma. Just a small amount of spices you put into this cereal that was made out of truma. Now v'nogat tfuyam b'miktosin. Or tfuyam, somebody that was told me went to the mikvah already, but when he touches truma, he passes it. He touched a part of this soup. Now this part of the cereal is like posel alamokim ago. We say, what's posel? What becomes tomei? Only the place that he touched. But the rest of the cereal is tor. Elamokim agol buvad. Only this one place. Now we have a kasha. Why is that true? Vavinim bo, mokim agol amai psulim. Even this place that the tfuyam touched, why is that posel? Hobatlilu tavlim b'roiv. We're talking about now, the ikir here is cereal that's chulin. Chulin, if a tfuyam touches chulin, he's not metama chulin. Chulun doesn't become a shlishi. Chulun only becomes a rishon or a sheni, not a shlishi. A tful yom can't be matama chulun. So here, if the tful yom touched a cereal, why do we say even the place that it touches tamei? Lechura, what are we afraid? Maybe that place is truma. But since it's only a miyat a little bit, it should be bat of a rive. That's the way Rashi learns. that this little bit truma should be bought to Baraya like it's not here. Taisus Adma Farshim has a kashin mashi. Look here, if you have a piece of garlic there or oil there, that's like Ben, that shouldn't be bottled. So if you could see it, something you could see is never bottled. Like, take it out of there. So Taisus learns the pshat is that this little bit garlic here is less than a reviz. And Taisus Shita is that it can't be makabu tumma. Oichel is only receives tumma if it's a shear of a reviz. There the question is, the tful yom touches it. See, even the part that he touched, even if you're afraid that maybe he touched the garlic itself, but that garlic is less than a reviz. It can't be makabu tumma. So that's the kasha. Why is that place tummy? Now, v'yomah Rabba Bar Bachona, he gave a teretz. Rabba Bar Bachona said the reason is, my Tom, why are we so machim here to say that we should be afraid that tful yom touched a part of the garlic, and that part is tummy? Hoyel v'zar loika leim b'kazayis. Because if a czar, not a kohen, if a czar, regular Yisrael, goes and eats a kazayis of this cereal now, he'll get malchus. Now the kasher is, why should he get malchus? We're talking about now the cereal is chulin. What's truma here? Only the small amount of garlic inside there, and the spice and the oil. Now even if he eats the kazayis of this cereal, what is he eating? True, there's a little bit shemen there, a little bit oil of truma, but that's not a kazayis worth. The kazayis is zichah made up from, most of it is cereal, and just a little bit is the garlic or the shemen. And still Rabba Bar Bachana said, you get malchus. So for Tzuraya, by truma also he said, he said is hetem etzaraf l'yisram. That's why he says you get malchus. If a czar of a regular Yisrael would take a kazayis out of this cereal, he would get malchus. Why? He's not eating the kazayis of truma. So you have to say he holds hetem etzaraf l'yisram, even by truma. This is going to be the kash on Rabba Vua. Why do you say only by Nazir, you say the Chiddush? Here we see even by Truma, you say the Chiddush. Now, the Gemara says, now, Hechi Dami, what are we talking about? What was your Chiddush that if a czar eats a Kzayis here, he gets Malchus? Why? Hechi Dami, Lav Mishum, the Hetem Tzavli Yisrael. You have to tell me, even though he's only eating a little bit of the garlic or the Shemen of Truma, but since he's eating a Kzayis of the whole thing, and there's Heter and Yisrael, you get Malchus for that. So you see, clearly, you don't always have to eat a shear or kazayis of the ether. It's enough of you have a little bit ether here. So the Torah says a little bit is not called an achila. You're not chayiv malchus lest you eat a kazayis. So good. Take some heter with it also. And now it's called you eating here. What are you eating? Heter and ether. But once you're eating the ether, that's where you get malchus. So Sarai, even by shroom also you get malchus. Tomorrow says, lo, maybe there's no raya from here. It wouldn't be a kashan or a bavua. My kazayis, what are we talking about here? The Ika Kizayas Bakhtel Khilus Pras. I'll tell you what we're talking about. There's a Kizayas of Truma here that's mixed up into the Kiz Pras means a half of a loaf of bread, which is usually Rashi Shita, that's the size of four eggs. Now that's the shear always to say it's called one Achila. That's called always called Achila Bakhtel Khilus Pras. The Moshe Pesach by night, the Matzah. You have to eat a Kizayas Matzah. How long of a period of time do you have a right to eat this one Kizayas? To say it's called one achila, you eat a kizayis. The klal is b'tech achilas pras. If you eat it, some should say that's 3 minutes. If you eat it within 3 minutes, that's called one achila. That's called as long as it takes you to eat a half a loaf of bread the size of four eggs. That's called one achila. Here also, if in the four eggs worth of this cereal, if in the size of this cereal, 4 eggs worth of the cereal, there's a kizayis issa, the kizayis of truma, then you be chayiv. Because that's a shear, it's not bottle. If you have a kazayis of the issa mixed into only size of 4 eggs, so when you eat all these 4 eggs now, that's the shear to make it like one achila, lamais you ate a kazayis of the issa. So that's why you chayiv here. We don't say hetem tzaraf l'yisr. You chayiv because you ate here taka, or if a czar would eat a kazayis of the shruma, he'll be chayiv feeding the kazayis. Either the kazayis is mixed into the cereal. The Torah says 3 minutes worth of eating this cereal, he'll eat a kazayis of the truma. That's why he gets malchus. But not because hetem etzaraf l'yisrim. That's called kazayis bechtei achilus pras. Frati gemarim, u kazayis bechtei achilus pras diraisa? Is that true? What are you saying? Is that a svarin diraisa? That whenever you have the size of a kazayis of iser that gets mixed up into another mixture, even though the other mixture is rove, there's more heter here. But since you have the shear of a kazayis in the size of achilus pras of 4 eggs, you want to tell me it's not bottled, and if you eat it, you're over Malchus? Omalayin? He answered back, yes, that's taka true. That's taka halacha. That's always the shear. If you have a kazayis iser falling into kadei achilas pras, we say it's not bottled, and if you eat the whole pras now, you chayiv Malchus. Fiat yumari hochi, if that's true, amai pligi rabbona le de rebelezim. Bekutecha bavli. If that's true, whenever you have a tzayis of the iser mixed into achilas pras, we say it's not bottom midiraisa. So we have a question now, why do the Rabbonin argue on our Mishnah, argue on Rebbe Lezer? Like we said, our Mishnah says, kutach habavli, there's a lav if you eat it. What was kutach habavli? We said there's bread mixed into milk whey, the milk water, and mixed into salt. So it's mixed up together. Now you have a kezayis of the chometz there, which is mixed into the milk. So we have Mishnah, we said before, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Lezer, that holds tarubas chometz yichayim. But according to Rabbonin though, if you eat the kutach habavli, you're potter. Is the question, why you potter? Since there's for sure a kezayis of the chometz itself in this mixture of the kutach, you're telling me that's pshita midiraisa. Anytime you have the shear of a kezayis here, it's not bottom. So how could the Rabbonin argue by kutach habavli and say you're potter if you eat it? Anyway, it's a kasha here. Elo mai, what do you want to tell me? Mishum nehetim mitzvah liyisur, what do you want to tell me? Why did Rabbi Varchana say that if a zar eats this truma, he gets malchus? The other reason is because hetim mitzvah liyisur. If that's the svara, then safe, amai polig rabbon led Rebbe Lezer b'kutach habavli, then it's also a kasha. If you're telling me now that by shari surim, you're telling me also you say hetim mitzvah liyisur, and that's why by truma a zar eats it, he's chayiv. So why is kutach habavli potter according to Rabbonin? But this is a kasher anyway. Why does the Rabbonin hold? We said our Mishnah says kutach habavli is also only goes according to Rebbe Lezer. That he holds that tarubas chometz is chayiv. Even if you have a little bit chometz that gets mixed into a lot, it's not bottle. That's Rebbe Lezer shita. According to the Rabbonin though, we say it's bottle. The question is, why is it bottle? In kutach habavli, for sure you had a kezayis there, b'tech achilas pras. Because in the measurements of 4 eggs worth of the kutach, there was a kezayis of bread there. So you're telling me that midiraisa is not bottle all over. So b'zoi, why did the Rabbonin say you potter? So Gemara answers like this: Elahanek lekutach habavli, leave it alone. The less bor kezayis b'teachilus pras. It's not true what you're saying. You never eat a kezayis of this kutach habavli in 3 minutes. In 3 minutes of eating this, you don't eat a kezayis of bread. Why not? It's like this. If you eat this dish the way it is by itself, the kesara for kocholay, botla dait leit kolodim. It's a very strong dish, it's very bitter, it's very strong. Nobody eats it that way. It's like botla dait, it's not called an achila, Rashi says. That's called like shloika derech achila. Nobody eats this strong dish by itself. So if you're going to swallow it down, even though by swallowing down the whole thing, you would eat a kezayis of bread there in the achila's pras, but that you'll be potter anyway, because nobody eats this. But how is the real way to eat it? The real way to do it is just dipping your bread in there. You're dipping your meat into it. It's like a strong dish that you just use to dip in other things into it. So you eat it very slowly. If you just use like to dip into, so how much are you eating? Mamash, a little drop of it. Like every minute you take a little bit drop. So within 3 minutes, you don't even need a kezayis for the achilas pras. So that's why the Rabbanan argue by kutach habavli. The kitzah by kutach habavli, when you eat it, you're eating mamish very, very little bread. The bread that's in there, you take only a drop out of it anyway. And this little drop, you have mamish a drop of bread. So even if you tell me you could eat a kezayis here, but in the one kezayis you eat, there's no bread. So that's why it's good why the Rabbanan say a potter. What's pshat in Reb Lezer? Reb Lezer, Rashi before said, we dash in the word kol, that says even a tarubis chometz. What does a tarubas chometz mean? Hetim mitzvah liyisur, like the top Rashi said. That according to Reb Lezer, we hold by chometz, hetim mitzvah liyisur. That's the new chiddush. Even if a little bit chometz got mixed into a lot of heter, if you take a little, you eat a kezayis now of this, you get malchus according to Reb Lezer. Because we say the heter is mitzvah to the yisur. But that's only according to Reb Lezer. So Rabbanan don't hold this one. Rabbanan hold, you don't say hetim mitzvah liyisur. I kezayis b'deachilus pras. You do not have the kezayis of Isser, but there achilas pras by kutach habavli, because it's too strong to drink it. And the same thing as the rest of the things in the Mishnah. The zeisim amitzri, the other things also, you have to say are too strong, they don't drink it the way it is. Hey, sheikhir amode, choymet sadami also, these are strong type of drinks, that you don't drink a kezayis of it, but there achilas pras.